So we're speaking about Guru Shishya Sambandha. So the seventh canto, Narada Muni, he's giving instructions on ashram dharma, varnan ashram dharma. So there he talks about the brahmachari ashram. It says, brahmachari gurukule vasandantor garohitam. The brahmachari, this is the brahmachari. Grihastha is different vichar, different consideration. The brahmachari, he lives for the benefit. Hitam means the cause of the benefit, the assistance of the seva of guru. Because he lives in the guru's house. He lives in the kula. Kula means he's in the gurukul, a family. Kula means family, place of the guru. And then it says, Sudrida, Guru Sudrida. And that brahmachari has a very firm sense of friendship, heart-to-heart, Sudrida, heart-to-heart friendship with the guru. There's respect. He's Sakshadhari. The Charya, Mam Vijanayan, he's Krishna. All these things on one level also disciple accepts and embraces and worships and believes and follows. But at the same time, he should have Sudrida. He should be very determined in his seva, very determined in his relationship, and be very friendly and loving towards the guru. So when he came in, he said he's looking for a Sakha guru. I said, oh, you want to be my friend? I have so many students, Yeah, like they take teachings and listen, whatnot. So they're my friends also. Some, I usually address them like that. I say, oh, who's doing this? Oh, some of my friends are coming from Delhi. I don't say disciples. I don't say students even, because they're teaching me also. So I can't assume the dichotomy that they're the students and I'm the teacher. I can't draw that line of distinction. Because my motto has always been in life, always be a student, always be a teacher. That's my, not that everyone's motto is the same, not everyone's a teacher, but that's my personal motto, always be a student, always be learning. I finished this notebook in 2015. This, of course, there's many more, there's 20 more in the captain. And that's all, these are important notes and things that, verses from my studies. And then I started, that was 15, then I started one in 16, and it's still going, 18. And many things are just up here. But then I keep some things here. And that'll finish, probably this year I'll start another one. So, it just, because the knowledge is endless. So Sakaguru, I say, okay, I know this person, he can be my friend. So I keep that in mind. I can't think this tradition is not to find Sakaguru in Gaudiya. It must be possible. But of course it is not anywhere emphasized or given by Lord Chaitanya or any of his subsequent followers. If someone is carrying that stayarati due to last life sadhana, abhyas, or practice of bhakti bhajan, then that will create his sanskara in this life and his direction and interest in that particular mood of loving Krishna. It's fully okay, perfect, nothing wrong. Because there's unlimited journeys of the living entities. And somehow where they find the spiritual connection, like say a reconnection or something, where they find the spiritual connection is through the merciful umbrella of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, which In a generic presentation, it's Harinam, it's the Bhagavatam, it's Gita, it's Guru Seva, it's bliss. So, okay, that's attractive. Many, many people like to sing, and you like music? Well, he's a musician and a singer, so he likes it, and he's good. That's his ruchi, his taste. And other things, he's a devotee, puja, everything. So, these are things I like. So the road of spirituality, ISKCON provides a very wide highway for so many cars to get on that highway. There's so many conditioned souls coming from so many multifarious backgrounds and sanskaras and svabhavas. They can come under this umbrella. Umbrella, why I say umbrella? Because it's raining. It's raining maya everywhere. And you get soaking wet if you don't have an umbrella. So you come in ISKCON, Sambandhagyan, Ahambrahmasmi, okay, that's basic paramarthic tattva. I'm not this body, I'm soul. Whether you're Jnani or Karma Yogi or whatever, Ahan Brahmasmi, but Krishna Nityadas. I am Brahman, small Brahman, Nityo Nityanas, Nityo Nityananam, Chaitanas Chaitananam. I am small Chit, Anuchit, and we serve Krishna. So that it's a little rare to find they're there. I will inquire, because I even have heard sometimes, I've met also in my years moving in Govardhan Radhakund, I've also met gurus like that, and that would be the most conducive.
I never wanted to stress on this, like Bhagavata did. I don't even know if it's good, because at some point, I believe,
no, I don't miss.
In 2001, Indra warned me, you know, that it's one of the biggest troubles, you know, on the Sakha's path, you know, is familiarity, you know, because being familiar with guru, you know, and joking, you losing respect, so it may not be a good idea to have a Sakha guru.
No, so, that's not the way it works, with all respect. It's the guru is arranged by Krishna. And the style rati is in your heart from either your purva guru, prior guru in last life, or by Krishna. Somehow he wants that from this jiva known as you. Then that is unchangeable. That's why it's called sthayi rati. And that's the basis of rag marg, that one has a particular interest to follow on the Vrijvasis. Raghunuga Bhakti, you can follow in the Sambandha Anuga. Sambandha Anuga means you have a Sambandha, you have a relationship as Krishna's friend, as Krishna's parent, or as Krishna's servant, or Krishna's mother. But then, that's called Sambandha Anuga, Ragatmika Bhakti, or Sambandha. Then there's Kamarup, Rag Atmika Bhakti. This is at the Brajajanas, Nitya Associates of Krishna. So that's the Sakis and the Manjaris. They're Kamarup. They were called Kamanuga. So our desire is to serve the intense loving feelings of the Sakis and Radharani. This is the Manjari or Dasi Bhav. So that's that. Once that's stairati means that attachment and that relation, that loving relationship with Krishna. That stai means stan, like lila stan. It's stitadi muni. The intelligence is not wavering. There's no vikshep. Vikshep means distraction. Stita d means dimak. We say it, and it's a different thing, but it's like we say dhyan. So D, like buddhi. So this D means stita di muni, or stita pragya. When they talk about the jnanis, it's called stita pragya, that their full identity intelligence is fixed. So this is stai rati. Radharani stai rati is parakya ba madhuri rati. It will never change. It's nitya. So the jiva doesn't have any stai rati from birth. That's not there. But from last life or this life, he will get stairati from guru when he takes diksha. Because there isn't anything there. So that's why when you find, if you have something, that's your personal wealth and let's say inheritance, possibly from last life. It's not to be denied or not to be decried. I'm not saying that. Don't misunderstand. I'm not just waving a flag, oh, it's only mandris or nothing. This is not it. Rupa Goswami explains Raghunuga Bhakti means to follow the associates of Krishna and Vrindavan with the mood of rag, attachment, based on greed. What is greed? It means divine greed. Divya Loba means I want to be with them and I want to act in like this and feel like this. As far as equality with Krishna, or, you know, too friendly, or too suckers are too friendly, they defeat Krishna, he has to carry them on their back. That's the whole meaning of Raghunuga Bhakti. Vaidhi sadhana, the starting point and the attitude and mentality to practice and begin Vaidhi sadhana is based on God is great, God is Vibhu, I am Anu, he is the SPOG, Supreme Personality of God, is Parameshwara, Sarvakarana Karanam, and all these things. Bhaktaram Yagat Tapasam, he's great. And I am very, very small, and I am just his servant. This is Vaidhi Sadhana. But the whole basis of Raghunuga Bhakti is, I am equal to Krishna or I'm superior to Krishna. Mother Yashoda never changes her mentality. He's my kid. I'm superior to him. And the suckas is suba. So if you identify the suckas and you're afraid to go there, then that's not your stairati. The stairati, we see the way the suckas interact with Krishna. Krishna, you're not a big man. Your name is Krishna. That means dark. You know Krishna means dark. Dark means eclipse. And you see these arms? My name is Subal. And with these arms, I will eclipse you again. So watch out. So I'm bigger than you. And then they wrestle, and Subal picks him up, throws him down, pins Krishna on the Brajaraj, and Krishna says, oh, mama, mama, cha-cha-cha-cha. Which means uncle, uncle. We say uncle. He goes, mama, mama. So I say, okay, all right. And then Krishna, okay, get on my shoulders. There's no fight about it. No, they don't fight over the rules of the game like kids always do. Kids play, then they half the time they play, half the time they fight. No, you broke the rules. It's supposed to be like this. No. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, let's start again. Okay. Oh, you know. I watch the kids in the neighborhood. They play for 5 minutes. They fight for 10 minutes over some infraction of the rule. You know, they're just throwing. They have some stones from the ground. They pick up, and somebody throws it the wrong way. Hey! And they all start yelling. Hey, that's not the way. You cheated. You know this. Then they put all the stones down. They start going. So this is Sakabhav. There's no fear. There's no fear of stepping on Krishna. There's no fear of throwing mud at Krishna. You just pick up a piece of cow crap and throw it right in Krishna's face. This is suckas. Krishna's eating, this rasgulla is so good. Oh, you really? Give me that. You take it right out of the mouth of Krishna. No, well, he's God, you know. If I do that, that's aparad. And I'll go to, you know, I'll get so much punishment and it'll be a big problem for me, you know. he doesn't think. He's my friend. With your friend, you can do anything. You know, they give you the shirt off my back, you know, they say. So all of Raga is like this. The gopis, Krishna is denied access to the Kunj because Radharani is in Maan. Contrary, unfavorable, hard to get, love sulking mood. Nichelre? So then Krishna goes to Lita. He doesn't even think about going to Lita. He knows Lita is like the Berlin Wall. You won't get anywhere over it or through it or around it. So then Krishna goes to Vishakha because she's like same like Radharani. Because Lalita is, she's Prakar. Prakar means fiery, hot tempered. She's Bhamya Prakar. She's already, Bhami means, because Krishna's Danya, he's right hand side. But she's on the left hand side. So then it's like, you know, BJP and Congress, you know, fighting. So, but Vishakha, she's same Bhav as Radharani. She's Bhav, Bhamya Madhya. So she's like in between, not mild opposed and not heavily opposed, just opposed. Same as Radharani. Vishakha, no difference. Oh, Vishakha, you know, please, you know, I'm really innocent. All those marks, everything is just some bruises and it's not, this is not cudgel, this is not lipstick. This is just some, I got caught here and there in the stickers and hit the tree in my head and got some bruise in my eye. So it's black over there. So I was running through the dark. Oh, it's warm. And it all became black. Whatever. So this is all cudgel and chandan from all gopis that he's enjoying with Shaivya Padma and that other one. We don't mention that one. Shaivya and Padma. So then Vishakha says, not this time. It's not happening. It's not working. Go to another teller. Go to another window. Try to submit your application there. So then where does he go? He goes to the Manjaris. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God at Parameshwara, Sarvavatari, Sarvuttam, you know. He goes to the Manjaris, Tulsi Manjari, and falls at her feet. Now, God is at the feet of a 12-year-old girl. This is equality. It's more than equality. Krishna, you're subservient to me. God, you depend on me. You need my mercy. Everyone in the world is saying, "Oh God, give me a mercy." Kripa karo. Hey, Bhagavan. Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti. Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti. Hey, Bhagavan, give mercy. But the Krishna, the God that we're praying to get mercy, is going to these 12-year-old girls. Oh, you're so sweet. Oh, you're so cute. You know, really, your hair is so bouncy and curly. You know, oh, really, you think so? will you do me a favor? Will you please, you know, mollify the mal of your manini radha like this? So rag marg is, if there's any sense of formality, if there's any hesitation, if there's any distance between the ishta and the bhakta, that's not rag. It doesn't mean that the Raghunuga Bhakti abandons rules and regulations and gives up all proper sadachar. All, everything's the same. It's you can't see externally a Raghunuga Bhakta. Krishna knows the heart of every jiva. But his attitude, his feeling, his way of seeing, his hankering, and his different, categorically different than a Vaidhi Sadaka. And this is his or her private treasure, Raghunuga Bhakti Ratna, treasure of that rag in the heart. And there's that inner greed that's pushing him to always hear and remember and think and speak about this Stai Rati of Madhura Rati. Vishnu Chakravarti explains in Raghavartman Chandrika, the follower of Raghunuga Bhakti follows all the rules and regulations of Vaidhi Sadhana, every single thing. He gets up early, he chants 16 rounds, or more than 16, 32, 64, whatever. He studies Bhagavatam, he serves the Vaishnavas, he does Thakurji Puja, he does Parikrama, he goes out and preaches, he writes books, he gives lectures, he travels around the world, gives Bhagavad Saptas. He has a family, he goes to work, he commutes to Delhi 2 hours on the train, comes back. He's a Raghunuga Bhakta, he has Siddha Pranali, he's doing Manjri Bhava Upasana. And he looks like an ordinary person on the train. He has hair, mustache, nice mustache. You know, going to Delhi, working, speaking this and that. But he's carrying this attitude. I'm Radharani's Manjri, I'm Radharani's Kinkari Dasi. And I'm here to serve my family. They're all devotees. We're all servants of Radharani. And all these people and all this job, this is all paraphernalia. This is just all paraphernalia for my service of Radharani. My boss is my paraphernalia. You know paraphernalia? Items of service, and they're all involved in this service. And then you can even, you know, bring it right in, because it's North India and Delhi, so relaxed and familiar with these type of things. You can even come to work and see your boss say, "Radhe, Radhe," and the boss will say, "Radhe, Radhe." And then you go to the computer and you do your work, you know, and because there's a certain kind of dharmic atmosphere everywhere in India. You just say, Ram Ram's up, in the morning. So that this idea of greeting, this Mangal Prabhat, Shubha Prabhat, good morning. So even at your work, so Vishnavati says, what are those things that are different? The main thing is all these things I'm talking about, the attitude, the motivating factor, the inner greed. One is following the rules because it's good for me. It's called reward and punishment. The stick and the carrot. A donkey moves, he gets the carrot. A donkey doesn't move, he gets the stick. Bam. Oh. So he wants the carrot, so he moves. Oh, if you chant Hare Krishna, you sell books and do all these sevas, you serve Krishna, then you become peaceful. That's what they said. They told me like that. And you become free from anxiety. And you become, mind becomes cool and you become pure. And then you start to feel inner joy. And gradually you feel the presence of God in your life more and more. And you start to feeling a sense of love for God, and everything around you starts to grow within you. Then eventually you attain perfection, you'll go to back home, back to Godhead, to the spiritual world, to live eternally serving Radha and Krishna. So this is the carrot. This is the reward for good deeds and good sevas and nice, proper surrender. But then there's the stick, the punishment. But if you don't, then you'll be in Maya. You'll be in illusion. And there's so much reaction to your sins. And you have to suffer so much. And you'll always be anxiety, no peace of mind. Mind will always be disturbed. No way out, no shelter. Because without, outside of Krishna, there's no shelter. Prakriti stanikarshati. Prakriti stanikarshati. Everyone is in this prakriti. And they're getting, karshan means they're getting pushed and pulled. Pushed and pulled, this way, that way. Tamagun pulls that way, Rajagun pulls that way, Sattvagun pulls this way. So there's no freedom without surrender to Krishna. Everyone's Daivyesha, Gunamaya, Mamamaya, everyone's bound. Daivyesha. So that's the punishment, and you'll go to hell and the Yamadutas, and there's 26 hells. Oh, I don't want to go there. And you'll have to take another birth. Oh, I want to get out of this world. It's so terrible. And everything's polluted, and everybody's polluted, and everything is polluted, and the whole world is polluted. I don't want to take another birth. I don't want to do this again. And so this is the fear. So these are the motivating factors of Vaidhi Sadhana. It's motivated by adherence to scriptural injunctions, and the impetus, or the initiating factor, which promotes interest and the practice of Vaidhi Sadhana is the reading the Shastras and finding out if you do this, you get good results, you get good benefits, and if you don't, you get punished. So that's called the Vichar Pradhan. Vichar Pradhan. You read the Shastras, and they say there's sin and there's punishment and there's reward and there's a spiritual world. This is a path of happiness and a path of peace and a path of perfection. So then, out of fear of not following the Shastra and out of personal desire to find peace or happiness and or the promotion, some benefits, and to avoid punishment, we start to follow. There's another way to approach Krishna. It's called Ruchi Pradhan. Pradhan means predominated by. Vichar Pradhan, predominated by the consideration of the Shastra conjunctions. Vichar means considering, thinking over. Oh, the Shastras say be good and you get rewarded. If you're bad, you get punished. I better be good. So out of fear of punishment, out of fear of going to hell, and out of promise for reward and desire for personal benefits, they follow Vaidhi. But Ruchi Pradhan is based on Ruchi. Ruchi means taste, attraction. So one also, the basis of his interest in Bhagavan is either from Purva Sanskara or by birth and training and association with his family members or by Shastric study and exposure to Shastra. He reads, oh, there's this beautiful person, Krishna. He lives in this wonderful place called Vrindavan. And he has such loving, intimate, sweet, friendly, non-egoistic exchanges and dealings. And there's no us and them. There's no stratification or higher and lower. This is God at play. God here in Vrindavan, God is not a manager. God is not a creator. God is not a maintainer. God is not a destroyer. God is a playboy. He's just playing. Krita means play. Rasa Krita. He's playing. Look at Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Every form of Bhagavan, whether it's the Vishnu, Ram, or the 24 avatars, or any great devata, they all have so many responsibilities, so many things they have to do. Krishna has no responsibilities. The cows aren't his, they're his father's. So if somebody comes and steals 500 cows when he falls asleep out in the pasture, it's not a loss for him. He's just playing. He doesn't have any job, he doesn't have any family, he doesn't have any bills, he doesn't have any responsibility. He doesn't have to be anywhere at a certain time. He doesn't have a watch. He doesn't have a computer. He doesn't have a clock in his goshala. Oh, it's 5 o'clock. I have to get to Mangalarti. There's no clock in the goshala. No clock in the goshala. Nice title for a tape. What's no clock in the goshala? So he's totally, you know, as they said in America, foot loose and fancy free. Foot loose and fancy free. He's totally carefree. Every single god, Ram and Vishnu and Shiva and Brahma, they all have families. They all have families. And some have children. Shiva has children. And they all have families and they all have responsibilities and things that they have to do. Krishna doesn't have to do anything. Like one day, he doesn't have to take out the cows. He's a prince. Prince doesn't do anything, enjoys. His father's a king. And his father and mother argue with him every morning. It's a Nitya Leela. Why are you taking out the cows? Your feet are so soft. They're softer than butter. I know. I bathe you every day. I know how soft your feet are. And why? We have thousands of servants and gwals that can take out the cows. No. I really like it. Mom, it's so much fun. We love to. You know, we don't do anything. They go do what they do, and we do what we play with the boys. And that when they get out of line, I see, and someone tells me, I don't even know what's going on. Someone says, hey, you know, your cows are really getting out there. Watch out. It plays a little Veno on a little Veno. It goes high pitch, carries a long way. And then the cows, watch out. Oh, yeah, Krishna's really far away there. I didn't realize the grass is so good. I forgot about him. I forgot about Krishna. The grass is too good. I just go, oh, oh, oh. I kept munching. Pretty soon I was like 3 kilometers away from the center. The cow was in Maya. I got too far from the center. So Krishna called him back, called her back. So then she comes back. So I said, Mom, I don't have any. Oh, but there's so many thorns in the forest and little stickers and these that become seeds. And then the seeds drop all little seed coat and it's all dry and it's like thorns, and you'll step on them. No, Mother, you don't know. The Chamri guy, it's like a forest cow type. The Chamri, Chamarafan, they have long, long, bushy tail. Said the Chamri guy, they go down the footpaths of the forest because they wander in the same forest that we do, and with their long tails, it's like their Chamara. You know, they just as they walk down the road, they sweep everything away, So there's no stickers. Not only that, where we walk, the earth is totally saturated and impenetrated and mixed with gober, dried gober. There's nothing more fragrant, there's nothing more soft, and there's nothing more healthy than walking on earth, virgin earth, that's mixed with tons and tons of dry gober from lakhs and lakhs of cows. It's like so much pavitram and so much beautiful smell and purifying effect. So that's the paths we walk on. They're like velvet paths. And Mother Shiva said, really? It's like that? Said, yeah. You know, because kids can really convince their mothers. And not only that, but then thinking that maybe even the trees, they think, oh, Krishna's going to come walking right underneath our branches. And the Chamri have done a good job serving Krishna by making these clean footpaths with their bushy, bushy white tails, sweeping the footpath for Krishna, and all that dried gober and earth is so comfortable, like a royal carpet to walk on through the forest. But we want to make it even more soft, because everyone that knows about beauty, they know that if you, a very good face pack is to rub honey all over your face and go to sleep. This is for the women's section. They first a little moisture, and then you rub honey, then a big sticky mess in your pillow. But then it's very nice, because honey is a great moisturizer. So then the trees are thinking, we have all these hives with thousands of kilos. I can just shake a little bit. The tree will just shake, and then the hive will shake, and some of the honeycombs will bust open. Then they'll drip, tip, 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 tip. So now little drips of honey, tip, from all the, because all the trees are just bowing down like this over Krishna's head like a canopy as he walks through the forest of Braj. And all the beehives and different trees hanging over that path, tip. Then that honey mixes in with the gober, the dry gober, and the pila mitti, the yellow soft mitti. It makes it fantastic. Krishna's feet are getting massage and simultaneous moisturized at the same time. And then the Kanda Bhagavan ki jai. Kulam. Tavakatam ritam tapajivanam.